Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On March 31st, 1950, the Barbados Advocate paid tribute to Sir John Hudson, whose passing marked the end of an era shaped by early nation builders of modern Barbados. Born to a distinguished family, with one brother serving as a colonial governor and another becoming the Archbishop of the Leeward Islands, Sir John forged his own path, one rooted firmly in service to people and country. His journey began at the Lodge School, where he studied alongside young men who would themselves become influential figures in Barbadian society, names like William Chandler and Sir John Randall Phillips. Their education continued at Codrington College before moving on to universities abroad. While many of his peers pursued law or the classics, Sir John chose medicine. After completing his studies overseas, he returned to Barbados and dedicated more than 50 years to the medical service. At a time when public health systems were still evolving, his work placed him at the forefront of efforts to protect community well-being. His contributions extended far beyond medicine. Sir John was deeply committed to education, serving for many years on the education board, and also became a strong advocate for public health improvements, particularly in sanitation and health administration. He consistently pushed for a more structured oversight of public health and lived to see part of that vision realized with the establishment of the Office of Chief Medical Officer. His service also reached into the political life of the country. Sir John served in the Legislative Council for 24 years, including 2 years as its president. There, he was known for his integrity, his steady leadership, and his deep sense of duty. His funeral, held at St. Michael's Cathedral in Bridgetown, reflected the high regard in which he was held. Family members, colleagues, and leading figures in society gathered to pay their respects before he was laid to rest at the northern end of the cathedral grounds. In the days that followed, the Legislative Council formally honored him. Members stood in silence as a resolution of condolence was read, expressing deep regret at his passing and appreciation for his outstanding service. Speakers recalled not only his professional excellence, but also his character, his kindness, his mentorship, and his unwavering commitment to duty. One colleague reflected on the remarkable way in which Sir John balanced a demanding medical career with decades of public service. Another remembered his encouragement to younger members entering public life. And perhaps the most enduring message to emerge from those tributes was this: that a life built on integrity, hard work, and steadfast service is a life well lived. Today, in 2026, Sir John's story still resonates, and he is remembered as a quiet nation builder whose legacy lives on in the systems he helped to shape, and in his example of a life devoted to service.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.